on here with our Kim 10 speakers. Today, you're going to hear from another wonderful woman who has gone through the Radiant Speaker Academy and on to the certification to become a Kim 10 speaker. Stay tuned. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode where you get to hear from another Kingdom Woman entrepreneur and her journey of becoming a Kim 10 certified speaker. So before we get into all that, I'd like to introduce you to Christine Locke. Hello, Christine.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me on today.
You are so welcome. And I would love it if you would just share a little window into who Christine Locke is before we get into the nitty-gritty about the Speaker Academy and the Kim 10. Tell us a little bit about what you do and how you show up in the world. And what's a little snapshot into your life?
Well, I live on the Sunshine Coast in British Columbia on the Pacific Ocean. I have four children and one grandchild. I'm a Nana, not a grandma or anything else. Nana is young, and so I'm a Nana. And I am a chartered professional accountant, and I left the corporate world a couple of years ago to start working on my own. I've always wanted to be working from home, working on my own. And so I took a leap of faith a couple of years ago and left my corporate job. And now I work with Kingdom Women who have a business idea that they want to launch. And I help them go from idea to launch. And that's what I'm working on now, full time from home. Awesome. In Powell River.
That's so good. Well, Christine, I would love for you to share a little bit about what, and you know what, we could speak all day about, and we, Christine and I did a podcast not too long ago about some of her story, and I'm sure I'm going to have you on again about some of that story.
So we have a few stories.
We can go into a lot of different components of your life and story, but today what I really wanted to hone in on was your journey and taking the Speaker Academy and then going on to the Kim 10 certification. I would love to know, first of all, what was it that prompted you to take the speaker training and the certification program to become a Kim 10 speaker? What was maybe some of the maybe struggles you were having or some of the things that you wanted to learn in speaking? What was it that prompted you?
Well, you know, there is something. And truth be told, I didn't know about it at the beginning, but what it is a desire on my heart that has been put there by God. It was put there before I had my prodigal return 2 years ago. And it's just something that I've always wanted to do. And I enjoy speaking. I have spoken at events, you know, where there's been 5,000 people. And I'm also a John Maxwell certified speaker. And while I love John Maxwell and, you know, the other things that I've been doing, all of the speaking I've been doing is around, you know, like John Maxwell and John Maxwell's words or some of the other stuff when I've done leadership development training. It's usually been on a course or a program where I am giving somebody else's ideas and I'm using other people's words. But I know that I have a message to give. And so I needed a safe place where I could be vulnerable and share my message. And that is one of the good things or the awesome things that I found with the Radiant Leadership, Radiant Speaker Academy, the Kim 10, was that we could work on whatever speech we had inside us. And so with the other programs that I had done before, or, you know, just my 30 years in management and, you know, speaking to large groups of employees, is this was my own words. And that was scary, really scary to me. And so I joined. You were a safe place for me because we had this, you know, I knew you before and I knew that you were going to be working in there as one of the coaches for it. And so I just thought that this would be a really great place. The other thing is that in this Girl Power Alliance community where everything is based on Jesus, you know, God is the front and center of everything there. And, you know, what could be a better safe space to start your own story and your, you know, give your own story. So that's why I jumped in.
So cool. Yes. Yes. You know, I hear that as a common thread in terms of having that safe space, because it is vulnerable. You feel exposed mm-hmm. when you begin to talk about something of your own personal journey, especially if it's something that you haven't really talked about before and you're just venturing into that place of being able to tap into what is this core message that comes out of my life that God wants me to share. So you took the training, the 9-week training, and then you went on to do the certification, which is this 2-day in person. Tell me a little bit about the experience of doing that, stepping into where now you got to do a dry run in front of everyone and get feedback from coaches on the spot.
It was a little bit nerve-wracking, I will not lie. I'm a very busy person, and so I was flip-flopping on my speech, truthfully. I wasn't sure, you know, I had worked on a couple of them and, you know, which one would I give it, you know, during this thing on stage, and what did I feel comfortable with? And, you know, how can I not add in stuff that makes me look desperate or anything else? And so, and the night before I had eaten some spice unintentionally and I had a swollen tongue. So that was really great for the first day. But I stepped on stage and I found myself really nervous, really nervous. And I don't think I've gotten nervous like that on stage before. And, you know, and I was, and, you know, my tongue doing its thing. And so I was really nervous and I was shaking a little bit, and I was, I gave my speech, which is fun. It's very good that you have an opportunity to practice run it before, you know, you give your official speech. And after I gave that first speech, I'm like, oh, I'm done. That's great. And then all of the coaches gave me some feedback. And it was all really good feedback. And the one thing, though, when I remember about giving the speech was that as I looked out into the audience, do you know, everybody was watching me and everybody had a smile on their face, or everybody was involved. And it was the coaches, the four of you there. But then there was all the other people who were doing it. And it's just a really safe space to do whatever you needed. And I, you know, came with preconceived ideas because that's what people do, or that's what I do anyways. And I was, you know, worried about, ooh, who, what would people think? And you know what? There was none of that. And when I got off the stage and I heard the feedback and I thought, okay, I need to do this and, you know, make things different, I had a conversation.
Oh.
It was him actually who said, because I said, you know, why am I shaking? I've spoken in front of a lot of people before. What is this? And that's what God, he just said, that's, but this is you. This is you being vulnerable.
Hmm.
And as soon as he kind of said that to me and I understood it, I was like, ah, this is different. This is me. And it, I really accepted that. Hmm. And I moved forward with that. Do you know what?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That carried you into the next day. Like you were able to, we're having a bit of freezing happening.
And so it just, it was a really good time. And the feedback was really good. And then I went back to my hotel room and I'm like, okay. And I changed my story a little bit. And I added a little bit of the more vulnerable stuff, because I think that's when I got my feedback. I really needed to bring that in. And so then after I gave my, it was funny, actually, when I went up to give my speech that's recorded, I remember just saying, okay, God, you do what you need. And I went up on the stage and I gave my speech. And again, everybody was smiling and, you know, you could tell that the people during my speech were all invested in what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And that made me very comfortable. And it helped me to be on stage. And then when I got off the stage, I remember sitting down and saying to the girl who was sitting beside me, huh, I wonder what I just talked about. Because I don't think I gave the speech that I prepared. And as soon as I get the video of what I talked about, I'll know what my speech was about.
Wow.
But then, you know, and in there, And the one thing is that I have been afraid of that message that I gave in my speech. But at the end, after it was finished, when you and Michelle both said to me that my message is important, especially for this time, I think that's when I'm like, okay, this is my message, and I should stop kind of flip-flopping. And this is what I really need to take, because I have confirmation now that the message that I have is important. And that's, you know, having people back you up or in your corner or standing behind you, it makes all the difference. And so I would recommend anyone who wanted to be a speaker, I would recommend them taking part in the Radiant Speaker Academy.
Awesome. Yes. It's so empowering, isn't it? When we have one, that confirmation through other people of the Lord using that, but also just kind of gives us permission to step into that more fully. Would you say?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you do have a powerful message, and I can't wait to see the recording come out into the airways for us to share.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you learned in that process that you're taking with you going forward in terms of how it's impacted your life?
Well, there was something in that program, in taking the program, and I don't know if you remember, but one of the lessons that we talked about, you had said, how did you learn what it is you want other people to learn? And that's, you know, when you were talking about putting your stories into your message, and you had said that, and something clicked at that time. And I remember, I think I messaged you, and I'm like, this works for writing too, because, you know, I'm writing a book, which is about my, my new age message. And I had put that off to the side because I was just kind of stuck. I didn't know kind of where to go with that. And and when you said that, I'm like, oh my gosh, that is the simplest, easiest way to kind of look at the story and include it. And so that for me was not only about speaking, but it was about in my writing and in writing my book. And so I started going back to my book and writing from then and looking at that. So, you know, every speech, which is one of the things that we learned, there's a message. So what do you want your audience to take away from this message?
Yeah.
And I know what that is in my message. But then the next question was, how did you learn what you want to share? And that to me was a breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just for my speech, it was in my writing. And truthfully, it's in my blog posts that I'm doing now. Everything that I work on, I'm like, okay, you know, how did I learn this? What's that story? And how was I before? And how was I after? And so that was one of the really best things about being in this program. The other thing was listening to everybody else, you know, people putting in their introduction or whatever it was, and just seeing all these women stepping out. And there was some amazing stories, some amazing women with crazy upbringings, crazy stories to share, and how they overcame, and how they, it was just an amazing time and an amazing group of people.
It's so good. Yes. Wow. That's so powerful. Yes. That is such a great nugget that you pulled out there in terms of it's transferable, no matter what the modality. It is a powerful framework. And we're just so thankful that the Lord downloaded that to us.
So cool. Yeah, it was great. It just, you know, yeah, it was great.
And that's the thing, right? Sometimes we complicate, we complicate things, and we try to recreate the wheel, so to speak, when often it's just this simple framework that can be used in different places to communicate what we want to communicate, if we know the framework, if we know a way to do that. And that's really what I love about the Kim 10, is that it helps to really hone in on what is the important pieces here that you need to communicate in order to have that takeaway. And it really trains women and men coming soon to do that. So if people are on the fence right now about whether or not they are to take this course and go on and take the certification, what would you say to them?
Oh, I would, you know what? I would say to do it, to stand powerfully in who God says you are, which is, you know, my mission, to just do it. Everybody has a message, and this is such a good place to begin. Mm-hmm. Even if you've done it before, the people, the coaches, it's just a very safe place. And going through it the way we did in the 9 different weeks and working on different parts. And, you know, you think for a 10-minute speech, we had 9 classes. Each class was on a different segment of that speech. When you look at it, there's 9 classes for 10 minutes. So you are well trained. I'm not sure that that's the right word, inspired. You're shown how to do everything. And so writing a message and crafting a message is, it's just the perfect way to do all of that. Mm. And, you know, inside the GPA program, you know, you're not paying $5,500 retail. I mean, you're paying your monthly membership fees and then, you know, whatever it is to attend in person. But I think it changed a lot about who I am, what I do, and how I'm going to move forward with my life. And I know that, you know, most of the women that were there in this Kim 10 class this time, they all feel the same way. So if you're thinking about taking it, you should jump in and do it. You'll see me there. I'm doing the next one.
So. That's so good. I love it. Yeah, she's all fired up. She's all fired up. Watch out for her. She's going to be. So on that note, if people wanted to follow you, Christine, and find out more about what you do, how can they do that?
I have a group on Facebook. It is called Born to Influence Business Mastery for Kingdom Women. And if you just go to the Facebook groups and put in Born to Influence, you will find me there. And I do a lot of stuff in my group on business and as well in the Girl Power Alliance. And so I talk a lot in my group about how to stand up powerfully in what you are called to do.
Cool. And I'll put that link down below wherever you see this video. Thank you, Christine, for coming on today and sharing your experience. I just love who you are, and I can't wait to see that message out in the world for many, many to hear, because I know it's going to bring a lot of freedom and deliverance and truth to many people.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on. It was really, really fun.
You're welcome. Thank you, everyone. We'll talk to you soon. As you're listening today, you may have felt prompted to say, hey, I want to take that course. I want to become a much better speaker. I want to be able to speak with confidence, clarity, and transformational impact. If you're interested in learning more about how to become a certified Kim 10 speaker and get a part of the movement to get on Kim 10 stages, or just to up-level your skills as a speaker, then I want to invite you to check out the link in the comments below, wherever you're listening to this, and we'll send you information when the next round is open up. In the meantime, your voice is an instrument of transformation and needs to be heard. So let it be heard.